I don't know what's happening, but welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It is me, your girl, Labor Lee, aka Cat Lee, and not only have you turned into Ambitiously the Podcast, you have also turned into Ambitiously Radio. Tonight is the tap in. Hold on, I gotta put that on the screen because I gotta make everything. All right, there we go. Tonight is the tap in. Tonight is the day. Well, tonight is the night that we get into our tap in bag. We pull something out the bag. We reflect on a thing that we pull out of the bag. It's fine. And then, right after that, we do the final exam. Let me break down the final exam real quick. All right, so the final exam is a hip-hop trivia situation. What I'll say about the final exam is this. It's fun. It's fun. We get 5 guesses. Our curator for that exam, Doc, gives us 5 guesses. And whoever guesses first wins. Here's the thing. My situation is a little bit harder than your situation. And here's the reason why. One is I'm kind of good. Not to say I'm cocky or anything, but I'm kind of good at what I do. no, I lose a lot too. That's why I'm a Harley Stan person. But I get to guess one time. If I guess that one time, that's all the guesses that I get. Also, the more guesses that I take, the more Harley Quinns that I lose, which I don't want to lose them because I usually get my bottom one out, which is my fifth one, my fifth guess. She's loyal. She's always loyal. But the first one, she's not loving me right now. She's changed into a person I do not know anymore. So, yeah, let me see what we got in the comments. The audio's still going, still bad. You still can't hear me? Hold on. Give me 1 second. 1 second. Hold on. Let me do this real quick. I'll be right back. No!
I am back. Can you hear me? Give me a thumbs up. Okay, so I figured out what happened. I'm gonna talk about that in a minute. But anyway, so welcome to the show. It is me, your girl Labora Lee, aka Cat Lee, and I gotta do this again because it was crazy.
You have now tuned in to Ambitiously the Podcast.
Okay. So today is the tap-in. I put it on the screen already. I'm not going to put it back up there again, but today is the tap-in. I broke down to the people on the radio station about what the tap-in, what usually happens on a Tuesday on the tap-in. But y'all already know, we talk about things that's in our tap-in bag. Right now, we are in the 80s and the 90s era, so we're talking about those kind of things. And also, after we talk about those things and I tap in back, then we have the final exam where our curator, Doc, who's waiting in the back studio right now, he gives us our final exam. And I'm going to be honest with you, although my percentage rate is pretty good, I don't know why I choose these stupid ass years. But anyway... cause some strange reason. So let me break the rules down again. I'm gonna do it real quick. Now, actually, I'm gonna let Doc explain it because he's better at it. But I'm gonna say these things real quick because we had some technical difficulties over here. I'll explain that in a minute. But I threw my other keyboard down. Child, first I want to give a big shout out to Rock. I see you, boo. He was first today. And then of course Doc always. Because he holds it down for this podcast. But let me say these things real quick so we can get to the business at hand. Join the conversation. I very much encourage you to join the final exam because it's fun. It's a hell of a trivia game, and Doc does not make it easy. So test your skills, boo. Test your skills. But anyway, join the conversation. Drop a comment, call in, or text. The number is 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. Let me tell y'all something, though, real quick before I move on. I do not answer that line when we not doing the show. So if you call it, you're going to go to voicemail. Your best bet is to leave a voicemail because I'm not answering it after the show is over. That's what that phone is for. Want to talk to us about anything, advertisement, sponsorships, whatever the case may be. Hit us up, contact@ambitiouslyent.com. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. I prefer it if you just hit the like button. That would make me happy. But like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. And last but not least, check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. That is the path to all things ambitiously. And I just need you to know it, baby. I just need you to know it. Now I got to bring my boo Doc in so I can explain everything that just happened. Crazy. Hi, Doc.
Hey, what up?
Listen. So I made a last minute brash decision right before I went live to move the radio station mic closer to, you know, this computer, so that you could be heard a little bit better, right? Okay. But in doing so, I pulled the cord for the other mic out of the computer. So that's why you couldn't hear me.
Okay. Makes sense.
So then I'm like, what? Then I'm in here trying to figure out, like, well, what happened in that 1 minute? Oh, what happened? And then I was pulling, the camera was there and everything. I was pulling everything out. And then I noticed that the cord for the big mixer or the big par track was unplugged. And I'm like, what the hell?
So it sounds muffled. Sound like you're talking behind a wall or something. So that was
Cause that's because once that is pulled out, it's going to automatically go to the camera mic. Mm-hmm. And I would never use that mic in a million years.
Okay. Well, everything sounds good, Chris. Now, visual is good.
Good. And they can hear you on the radio station. Say hi to our radio listeners.
Hello, radio listeners. I'm Doc Sal 912. Thank y'all for tuning in to the Tap In. And I think Kat already gave y'all the rundown on how it all goes. And then at the end, we have a wonderful game we play called The Final Exam.
Woohoo. Oh, We will give you break down the rules again. I did it the first time, but y'all know what's going on over here, but I did explain it to those listening on the radio station as well. But we'll break it down again because of the technical difficulties. But Doc, I did not make mention that our bag, the last tapping we did, our bag was depleted.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. All right. I know normally you would hold up the bag and...
Yeah. So I had to get a new bag because that bag went through the wringer.
Okay.
But new bag. I refilled that.
Awesome.
We are ready to go. Yeah, we are ready to go. It's some things in here. Again, we are still in our 80s and 90s.
Okay, rocking.
Check in, you know, we reflecting on our childhood. Because we were children.
Yes.
And it's a lot of things. Yeah, it's a lot of things that in putting this batch together that I was like, yeah, it's some things I want to talk about. Because there's some things that these younger generations will never know.
That is true. That is
so
true.
Let's fill them in real quick. This is a good one too. The first one out the bag. Let's talk about the VCR, shall we?
The VCR.
Yes.
The video cassette recorder.
Yes. The VCR. The VCR was a fun thing in my childhood. And I'm not going to mention where we used to go get our VHSs at, which if you don't know, the VHS is the thing that you put inside the VCR.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To make whatever you're watching play, whether it be a movie, a home video, because you had the recorders back then, so you could record a home video, the little camcorder, and then you just pop it in. What I did love that they did, as technology, because technology is technology. What I do love that they did eventually, because people started getting those mini handheld cameras, and the tapes were like extraordinarily small.
Yep.
So then you had to go get the converter so that you could put it in there and put it in the VCR. Listen, life was different back then.
they had an adapter sometimes.
You know what I mean? It was different. But like the cassette tape, the VCR, the VHS tapes had a, little tape that was inside of it. And like the cassette tape, you never wanted it to pop out or
get
crazy and jumble. It was nuts. We were gangster on the low, and nobody really give us credit because we had to do a lot more than they have to do today.
Oh yeah, today is just press a button. I mean, it's not even press a button, it's just tap an icon.
Right, and you're right there. And as far as movies are concerned, you just watch the movie on your device. We didn't have that. The VCR had to be plugged into the TV properly.
Yes. Channel 3, channel 4. If you had one of the old school ones, you got to have channel 3, channel 4. RCA cables plugged in. Can't have them backwards. If you wouldn't get no audio, you got to have the red, the yellow, and the white. The red, yellow, and the white. Plug that in.
I still have some of those cords though. It's crazy.
I have a bag of cords of things that the most I look for now with cords, I need a USB-C to a USB-C cord now. But before, no, you had to have them RCA cables. Sometimes you get the ones that were too short. Sometimes you get the ones that are too long, but you needed those. You needed those, at least the three, red, white, and yellow. You at least needed those three.
Yeah. We weren't in the middle of the show and we didn't already have the craziness that I had going on, I would go in that drawer right now and pull one out and show y'all.
Go and tell Kat, be him in the building. But yeah, the VCR was one of them things that when your family was lucky enough to have one, it became a big thing. And that's where, to me, a lot of the original family movie nights came from. And this is what you said, you don't want to name the two places where you get the tapes from, but there used to be one big place that you get tapes from, and then a couple of
they in the bag. That's why I can't say it, because we always do this.
Okay. But there used to be places you get takes from. And it matters how your family was set up. Sometimes it'd be that Friday night, one your parent or one of the parents or whoever, your uncle, cousin, niece, somebody coming over, and hey, on the way, they'd be like, hey, you want me to pick up a tape? Well, what they got on the shelf, basically?
Right. Or
bring that over. And if it's something new that just came out, that for whatever reason your family didn't see it in the movie theater, everybody was going to show up. Everybody was going to show up.
Oh, I ain't seen that yet, girl. I'm coming over. Oh.
Yep. Look, I only got it for a couple of days, so if you want to see it, because look, I trust people to borrow it, because I'm the one that got the membership, so I got to return it. But
and I ain't trying to pay no extra fees for late, no late fees. You going to pay that. Yeah.
Oh. So everybody will come over, at least that's the way it was for me. Everybody will come over. If it was like a Friday night or a Saturday, everybody comes over. Everybody in Copper Squad, what it was on. The older people got the couches, the younger people had the flow.
Flow, right.
Yeah.
He was on the floor. Angle,
you better hope you get a good angle, because the TVs ain't like they were. The TVs aren't like they are now, like they were back then. You still want to have a good angle to the TV. Get a good angle.
With the TV that I have a Samsung right now, right? I love the luxury that I can turn my TV in the direction I wanted to go in, because them big box sets.
Get that set on the floor. You ain't moving that. You ain't turning that.
You ain't moving that. And don't. You got to get your spot early. You got to get your spot early. You got if you got like, I have a lot of cousins and family members and stuff. And we always you want to be right there.
Right there. Right there.
And so you fighting over who going to get the spot. Yep. Move. I was in first.
Who going to get the spot? After you get the spot, I'm going to pop the movie in. Sometimes they would have previews on them. Sometimes the movie would just start.
Yeah.
If your family was one of them cool families, somebody may cook a whole bunch of popcorn on the stovetop. That's another thing, y'all. It was no microwave popcorn.
Oh, we can't go too far, Doc. Oh, There's a lot of memories. It's a lot of memories in this bag.
Listen, the first VCR, I remember, it was RCA. It was gray. It had a big blue play button in the middle. Mm-hmm. And it had the other buttons on the side. And the thing I always remember that was the craziest, it had a remote, but the remote had a cord.
Right.
You had to plug the remote into the VCR, but it all had like a 10-foot cord, so you could still sit on the couch and still control the VCR. But it wasn't a wireless remote. It was still corded. It wasn't.
So to anybody who was not born in our era, we were born in 79. Mm-hmm. So, you know. So we got to see a lot of things as we went. We went from cords to no cords. Mm-hmm. The only cords we deal with now is cords to charge our devices.
Yep, basically.
It was crazy. Oh, man.
Well, everybody always had that person that knew who had a VCR that the clock used to just flash 12.
Mm-hmm. That probably would be me now.
No, I was a good kid that would, if I seen your VCR flashing 12, I was like, hey, you want me to set the clock for you? They'd be like, you know how to do that? I'm like, yeah. But I figured out it was just kind of a common thing to, all right, you click this, and then boom. At the time, right. People used to think like, oh, this little dude's a genius. He know how to set the clock on the VCR.
Yeah, because if you could do anything that they didn't know, oh my gosh, you was a champ.
Mm-hmm.
He was a champ. Oh, well, it's still like that now, because like it's stuff that I do for my mother. Like now that the technology has advanced, it's stuff right now that I do for my mom. She'd be like, oh my gosh, girl. And we in the easiest part of the technology phase. That was hard. I say that would probably be me, because I have an alarm clock in my bedroom. And I ain't gonna lie, because I use my phone, like my phone and my tablet or whatever, as my alarm clocks. Like, it's just easier. Yeah. I've had this alarm clock in my room since we've been living in this particular house. Our other house, we lived in there for a long time. We still own it though. But this house, we've only been living in here for about 5 years now, right? Yeah, it's 5 years, because I've been seeing memories on Facebook from when I was painting the walls in my bedroom. So it's been about 5 years, right?
Okay.
And so I got that clock back then. When I say The clock got unplugged, like some power went off or whatever. I don't know what happened. No, I think like the power went off or something like that. We had a storm or something. The power went off. When I say I never reset that clock again.
It just flashes.
It didn't just, it had a time on it, but it was always the wrong time. But you know what they say. Clock is always right twice a day.
Yep. Clock is right twice a day.
Twice a day. So twice a day it was correct.
Yeah.
But I didn't. Why? I'm using my phones. Like,
yep. Your phone. I don't need to reset
that clock. And I'm gonna tell you something else. Somebody came in here that that MF-er ain't been back here since, because that MF-er set that clock and I'm like, don't touch the clock. He like, no, I gotta do it. Control freak. He is a Scorpio. He is a Diddy type character, right? Gotta be in charge of everything and gotta make it the way. No, I don't want the clock set because I don't use the clock. And once you set the clock, then the little radio going come on and all that. I don't need you to do that for me, bro. I got my system. Let me work.
There you go. But yeah, and then as a kid, and it's not really more of a kid, it's more of a teenager kind of. You thought the other kids were cool if somebody did have one of the TVs with a VCR on the bottom.
I had one of those. It was small. Yeah, it was small. It was like a 19-inch, but I had one of those. Yeah. My uncle stole it.
Like, wait, you can watch movies in your room?
Right. And I was pumped when I first got it. Like, oh, because now, you know, the place that we're going to talk about eventually. My parents would go in there on the weekend, like, all right, we're going to get some movies or whatever. And I could be like, oh, I could get my own movies for me to watch. I don't got to sit with them because they always wanted to watch horror movies. And back then, I wasn't really watching no horror movies like that. Like, I was I was bad outside, but inside, I was scary as hell. I don't know what that was, but whatever.
One last thing I would say about VCRs. There were some people, and my uncle was like this, there would be things that they would set their VCR to record. Do not mess with that if they set it to record. Some show, something, this before streaming.
It's some stuff in this bag. But, all right, let's keep it moving because I want to get at least, we got time. I got to get like two more out of this. Remember the, because this one I ain't going to spend too much time on. Remember the, when we used to get milk cartons?
Yes.
And on the back of the milk carton, you had, the missing persons thing on the back of the milk carton?
Yes.
Now that I think about it, that I'm older, it's like, that's so frightening. Because then I'm looking at it like, oh, I got to be careful because I might be on the back of this milk carton.
Yeah, that became the term. You want to be on the back of a milk carton?
It was a whole one. You keep on playing, you're going to be on the back of the milk carton. Like, why would you wish that on me?
Yep. And now that you think about it, like, it was interesting as a kid, but kind of in reflection, if I look at myself as a kid reading that, I'm like, that would be so scary. So if I really realized what it was really about.
Right.
Because it was like, all right, yeah, this kid's missing, and they like have what's last seen, their height, their eye color, their hair color, in the vicinity of, and it'll just be some small, it'll be on the whole backside of the milk carton, but some printed picture. It typically wasn't in color. I don't remember it ever being in color.
Right. No.
But yeah, it will be so. Like, if you was
Eventually, they did start using color right before they started taking it, like taking those things away.
Okay, but if you was one of them families that would like keep the milk carton on the table while everybody was trying to pour their cereal or something, that milk would sit there and you would be able to see this just staring back at you because it's always gonna be some nice picture that they parents had.
Right.
Yeah, school picture. It mostly was always seemed like it was school pictures to me now that I think about it.
It does, because it's always like that background, you know, the trees. Oh my gosh, that was the scariest thing to see. Like, I don't want to look at this. Why are you making me look at this?
No carton.
Trying to say? That's going to happen to me? Like, listen.
You're on the back of the milk carton, right along with Stranger Danger.
Oh, Stranger Danger. I ain't put that in the bag. We could talk with Stranger Danger. Woo, child. I don't know. I still use Stranger Danger now. I'd be like, Somebody trying to get you, just start screaming, stranger danger, stranger danger. Your daughter be looking at Lee like, mom probably going to try to fight him.
Like, that's wild. But now, I don't think kids even know what stranger danger is nowadays.
They don't. They don't. Something else they don't know about. So now that we got this technology that we have, we walk around with a phone in our hand, most people all day long, and you can take pictures on your phone. But remember, there was a time where we had to process the photos that we took.
Yep.
You had to go to like
CVS.
Walgreens, Rite Aid.
Right, yep.
Or some kind of Kodak. Because remember, they used to have the little kiosk you could take it and drop off. Yeah. Drop off, put it in a little envelope, take the little thing, slide it to them. And then remember that sometimes the photos, you thought you had a good photo, but it was all black.
All black or had the rainbow blur on it.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Woo! That was a whole different time right there. But it was fun because you took your little film. You took your little film case or whatever.
The black with the gray lid.
Right.
Yeah,
and you put it in there, you take it out your camera, you put it in there, you twist it up, you put it in the envelope, you take it up to just, and you pay for it.
Remember that mark back? You on what size prints? How many copies?
Right. Oh, yeah, because you didn't have to fill out some stuff before you submitted it.
Yep.
You definitely had to fill out some stuff because how they was going to know it was yours. They give you the little ticket, you go home, you come back in a few days. You bring your ticket in there, exchange your ticket for your photos, and you out of there. Yeah. I mean, it was a long time.
I had worked at the photo processing thing at a CVS one time, and I will tell you this, people take crazy pictures.
Yeah, I know.
But it's funny now because we have cell phones, and you can just have your pictures of whatever you took. They're all yours. Generally, nobody's going to know.
Right.
But I processed.
And you can send it directly to the person that you intended to go to.
Yes. I processed some film rolls that I was like, and then we had a rule, you couldn't give them pictures back. That was kind of towards the end. In the beginning, it wasn't really like that, but towards the end, they were like, you can't return these nudes to even the person. So you would have to give them a little thing that says, your thing has been deducted this much because we could return so-and-so pictures. And I was telling you.
You couldn't get your nest. You're not. It's, I can cuss now.
That was towards the end. That was when I was getting ready to leave there. But in the beginning, if you had some of them pictures, everybody that worked in that store saw them pictures. I would tell you that much.
Oh, no, you couldn't get your nudies back. Mm-mm. That's so tragic. That's tragic.
That's why they need to bring the Polaroid back. The Polaroid was the one.
Now, that one, because you could do real quick, and then it'd come out, and then you could do
shake it like a Polaroid picture.
I would prefer, I wasn't doing nudies back then, but if I was doing a nudie, I would have preferred a Polaroid over a regular like Kodak situation. I don't think it's a way to get a process. What? You couldn't get your nudies back? So what they do with them? Throw them away?
Shred them?
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Oh, that's crazy.
You have to actually write in the log the ticket number of the number of what it was. How many pictures were unable to be returned? Then you would have to shred them, and then you would have to have the store manager sign that they saw you shred them.
That's crazy. They my nudies. Why y'all destroying my nudies?
You didn't have to pay for them, though.
I wanted to send it to somebody. I mean, back then I wasn't sending nothing to nobody.
It did not matter.
But that was but if I'm the wrong person. And I want to send somebody a naked photo, I have to be able to get my photo back.
You better do what I heard some people did with the people in jail. Get your homegirl to take a picture with the Polaroid.
Man, that's crazy. And then you just spend all that time trying to position the camera the right way so that you can get.
I'm telling you,
you're going to shred my pictures?
Yep, I was there for 3 years, and that last like year and a half is when they started doing that.
Oh my gosh, that hurt my feelings, and I wasn't even sending nudies back then. I wasn't sending nobody no nude photos back then. But now that I'm adult, I might as an adult, I might have wanted
to camera.
Like, look at my boo. You said,
you can just boom, boom, and ship it on
now
off.
Now I could just get, nigga, look.
Yeah, but exactly.
Back then, I could, you couldn't do that. And I'm talking about the adults that from back then. You had to go to a, I guess you had to go, you had to learn how to process your own photos, I guess.
Yeah,
if you wanted to keep, if you wanted to keep your nudies.
I'll tell you what would happen though. Sometimes if you knew the right person, you slip into an extra 20 or something, they'll process it. Not process any pictures that were like that.
Of course, because there's always one hustler out the bunch.
Of course,
there's always one. What? I would have been mad as crap if they would. What? That picture was for my husband.
Yep,
he's right. Overseas and he want to see a little boobage.
And I didn't tell it a lot too though, for real. But yeah, that's one of the crazy things that I remember. That like now that situation don't even have to happen. You just take your picture, shoot it off in a text message, and it's gone.
Doc, I would have been so mad. All right, so let's. I would have been upset. Like what? You know how long it took me to get the right angles? Oh, but anyway. Then I had to set the timer. Then I had to run again.
Run back to the bed. Set the timer, run back to the bed. Make sure you don't fall. Try to look cute and shit.
Pose. You know how much time I spent on that one picture? Man. Yeah, you better give me my nudies. Anyway, I would have looked for the dude that I could slide the dub to. I'm not going to lie. Like, listen here. I'm trying to send this picture to you. Listen. The next one. The next one we got on the list, I don't know if you remember this spot, but you should because you from the South, baby. Showbiz Pizza.
Oh, yes. The rival of Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah, the Showbiz. Mm-hmm. Dead ass.
I'm going to lie to you. Any animatronic place scares the shit out of me. And then it came out with Five Nights at Freddy, yes, and that just solidified everything for me.
See,
everything.
I was one of the bad kids. I'm up there trying to figure out how this thing works. I'm trying to take the boot off. I'm trying to take the boot off, move the fur, trying to see if I can feel a gear.
Then I got mad because they only move certain positions.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure, I'm up on the stage behind it trying to see if there's a zipper or some shit. I'm trying to open it up like a Teddy Ruxpin person.
And okay, so we can add both of them together because that's the next thing that was that we was going to talk about. We can add both of them together though.
Okay.
No, Teddy Ruxpin is the second thing that the last thing we was going to talk about. Yeah, man, I was scared of Teddy Ruxpin too.
For real?
Yes.
I had a thing with anything that was animatronic because I'm like, oh, this is a robot. Even though it wasn't a robot, it was just animatronic. But I'm still trying to figure out, hey, how come we can do this and why does it kind of go in sync? And I'm trying to figure that shit out, but.
But I ain't gonna lie, with Teddy Ruxpin though, after I got over my little, because it was like weird and his eyeballs used to, but once I figured out, oh, it's a cassette player in here, I used to put all kinds of stuff in there.
I'll put rap tapes in all the time. Teddy Ruxpin used to get down, put my DOS effects tape in there. Teddy Ruxpin be like, bum skitty bum skitty bummer. I'd be like, go ahead, Teddy.
Go on. Off. Once I got past that part and I realized that I could start putting cassette tapes in it, other cassette tapes in it, I was like, oh, I gotta see him do this.
Yep, that's exactly. But the Showbiz Pizza, the pizza was never good to me. I think it was just a good place to take kids, give them a treat, and then let them tire themselves out.
Exactly. That's what it was for.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what Chuck E. Cheese is for.
Yeah, I think the adults kind of didn't like it though because it was nothing for them to do. But have you ever heard, you seen what they're doing now at the ones?
What?
At the like Chuck E. Cheese Showbiz. I don't know if Showbiz is still in business, but Chuck E. Cheese, the adults, they get wine and beer and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. And they took the animatronics out of there because of Five Nights at Freddy.
Oh, I didn't know they did because of that. I just thought they was got tired of
maintaining. No, they took them out because of that. Because once you, and I don't think parents understand, and this is me being a parent. My kid loving Five Nights at Freddy. And she also loved Chuck E. Cheese at one point in time. She stopped liking Chuck E. Cheese so much and just focused on Five Nights at Freddy. She's a weirdo. But once that movie came out, it started scaring the kids. And it's like, don't let your kid, if you're going to continue to take your child to Chuck E. Cheese, don't let your child watch Five Nights at Freddy.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. But yeah,
it's the same theory. Like, if you think about it, it's the same theory. It's the animatronics. They singing.
Yep, moving around.
The one difference I will say between Showbiz and Chuck E. Cheese is Showbiz ain't had it. I don't remember them having a person getting in the costume coming out. I don't remember that part.
No, I just remember them having the band.
Right, that's all I remember. With Chuck E. Cheese, they took it up a notch. We gonna put somebody in a costume and have a big rat walking around.
Yeah, exactly, a big rat walking around.
Like, I don't want to see that. Like, listen, it's crazy. But I don't think any of those kinds of places ever had any good pizza.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. It was most basic pizza. You get some dough, put some pasta sauce on it, some cheese, and some couple little bit of meats, heat it up. You get three of them for like $15 or something.
Right.
And they usually probably used to get you for the drinks. Like, you know, kids want some juice or something to drink, so then they charge like an extra $3 per drink and stuff.
Right. And then they give you little size cups like this. Like, I'm paying $3 for this cup?
Exactly. Are you sure? Exactly.
The good thing was you got unlimited. You could always keep going back to get drinks. But it's just like, but what if I don't want to do that? What if I just want one big cup? keep that cup full, sip on it. Like, I don't. Yeah, they find ways to get over on that. And I'm going to say Showbiz was the beginning of finding a way to get over on parents to get that money.
Oh, yeah. And then just like how you couldn't buy any of the prize. Wait, is this? I mean, I'm messing up with David Buster's a little bit, but I could have sworn.
No, that's like that for all of those type of stuff. You couldn't buy. You had to play the games, win the tokens, the tickets, and take them and trade them in. For whatever prizes you was gonna get, and you never got a lot of them.
No, because the amount of money you would have to give to win the amount of tickets that it would cost to purchase that, you could have just went to the store and just bought it outright.
Exactly, and it's still like that to this day. My daughter loves Dave and Buster's. I can get with Dave and Buster's because again, kids can go there and adults could go there. It's stuff for adults to do, and it's stuff for children to do.
Yes.
I can have a drink at Dave and Buster's.
Yep.
I could order
some, at Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, I could order some good food at Dave and Buster's. Mm-hmm. For a minute, me and my family had a rapport with the bartender at Dave and Buster's.
Okay.
I made a special drink. Y'all want to try? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't do that at Chuck E. Cheese or and it was one spot that was up here too. I wanted to before we move on, I wanted to bring into this situation. Was we had a spot, I don't know if they were everywhere, but we had a spot here called Jeepers. That was kind of dope because they had like bumper cars. They had like a little.
I don't think they ever had one. I think I came across it in my military time, but I don't remember calling. I think it had to be somewhere north of me, maybe Virginia somewhere too.
That sounded about right because it was in Virginia. They had Jeepers in Virginia. They had Jeepers here in Maryland.
Was it red and yellow?
It was like purple and yellow.
Okay, I see red and yellow in my head for some reason, but I could.
But they changed those colors, you know what I mean? But yeah, it was a nice little spot. The kids would go play. I didn't mind being there. Like I said, they had bumper cars.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
Yeah,
but it was inside, and it was like, okay, see, they got stuff for older children too, so it wasn't just little kids.
Okay.
It was like, okay, you could be a teenager and go to Jeepers, or you could be a preteen and go to Jeepers, or you could be a little kid and go to Jeepers. And that's why I like them. But I never liked Chuck E. Cheese, and I damn sure never liked Showbiz because it scared the shit out of me.
Okay. One last thing about those places, Showbiz included, the ball pit.
Yeah. And I think all of those places always had a ball pit, except for
David Foster. It was the most nastiest thing.
Because you don't know who little kid is in there taking a pee-pee.
Taking a pee, wiping boogers.
Right. All them germs, and you know they don't clean it.
Yeah. I never got in the ball pit. That was the one thing. It was always weird to me because even me, I was like, I think one time I actually like smelled the ball pit, and I was like, I'm never getting one of these. And I think I was little when this happened.
No, I passed on that.
I'm not getting no ball pit, but I think we all had a ball pit. So
because you don't know who little child, and you gotta think the clear children that really have no restrictions, like black folks, they talk to their kids before they go to locations. Listen here, you better not, and you better not, and you better not, and you definitely better not. And so you had the understanding as a child, okay, I better not.
Yep.
Not so much with them. So their kids was just doing whatever they felt like doing. So you imagine how many kids, like the thousands and thousands of children that go to these establishments and jump in that ball pit, and how many of them use the bathroom in it? How many of them
get so excited and use the bathroom in it?
Yeah. How many of them ate too much pizza and drunk too much soda and upchucked in it? You know what I mean? How many mistaken poo-poos went in there? So, yeah, no.
That
I never wanted to be in nobody's ball pit anyway, but... so back to Teddy Ruxpin, though.
Okay.
I definitely used to put cassette... I have a cassette tape.
Of course. That was the thing to do.
I don't want to hear what the tape that he come with says. I want to see Teddy spit some bars.
Exactly. And Teddy would spit bars, even though sometimes if it was a fast rapper, he'll get out of sync. But Teddy mouth would be moving, and my eyes be moving. He go into a trance and just start dropping bars. Because I remember putting like a Dos Effects tape in Teddy Ruxpin. I was older at the time, though, but I remember doing it just out of curiosity.
Yeah, because I think that's how it came to be for me, just putting whatever in there, because we still had it. And then I got older and I wasn't scared of Teddy so much no more. So it was just like, okay, let me try this out. A cassette tape. Teddy Ruxpin. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing. Yeah, Teddy Ruxpin was a part of the Wu-Tang Clan for a minute. amongst many other.
Wu Ruxpin.
Yeah, ooh, I like that one. Listen.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Along with a lot of other, I think he was a part of Mobb Deep for 1 second.
Oh, Lord. I got to see a Teddy Ruxpin doll with a Mobb Deep tape in it.
Oh, man. It was crazy.
Tell my killers in $100 billings.
I'm about to see if I can find a Teddy Ruxpin online, and we
you gonna put a tape in him? That'd be funny as hell, for real, for real.
I'm serious, because I'm interested to see what else I could put in there. I got a few cassette tapes left. I really got more CDs than cassette tapes. They need to make one with a CD player in the back so I could just watch them go off. That is the one toy that I think that adults would have more fun with now than a child would. Because we would be
the better animatronics. You know how they get the little robot pet dogs and stuff?
Yeah, I hate them. My daughter had a couple.
But if you put a Teddy Ruxpin like that, you could put regular music into it and have it just do whatever it wants to do.
Right.
I think that'd be crazy.
That'd be dope. Are we giving away secrets that they might steal from us, Doc? But yeah,
keep it on the low. Keep it on the low.
Yeah, that was the thing, though. That was fun. Once I got over my little fear of him, because I didn't like the way his eyes moved. That's what it really was.
Like, is he looking at me? Is he looking at me?
Stop looking at me, Teddy. Stop looking at me. But yeah. But I was scared of him for a little while. But once I got over that fear, I was like, ooh. So it is what it is. All right, so now it is time for us to get to these love notes. Doc got to go refill real quick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know the routine, baby. We know the routine.
I'll be back radio.
Oh, yeah, radio. So I'm going to call this when I go live, because like I said, we working on Rukaze right now doing live mixes. But when I go live, we're going to call this Ambitiously Uncensored because I have no censorship over here. Only on the podcast up until a certain point in time. So I'm going to call that Ambitiously Uncensored. But anyway, it's time for the love notes. First, I want to give love to anybody who is watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You guys are greatly appreciated. We love you. Even the ones that come on here and say crazy stuff. I ain't got no beef with you either. You can say all that. Thanks for the views. You get my viewership up. You know what I mean? Thanks. So you can say whatever you want. If I don't feel privy to the comment, it's not going on screen anyway. But yeah, I want to show some live love. That's why I call it live love to you people who are watching from those particular streaming situations. But these people I'm about to talk about, they are my listening audience. They love me. They don't even know what I look like, and I love them. I adore Doc. You was fast today. Shit. But anyway, they don't know what we look like. They just come and listen anyway, and we appreciate them very much. So it is definitely time. Oh, so let's get into the love notes. Why is it called the love notes? Well, I used to call it love. He used to call it show notes. I was never calling it that. So then we came to the compromise, and now we call it love notes. And it's not going to change. It's going to be called love notes forever at this point. Doc also said I had a stack of papers the size of a composition notebook. I deny. It was a lot of papers, though. It was a lot of papers with a lot of cities, states, and countries on there. But we don't do that no more. We don't do that anymore. Let me get this off the screen before I do that, because it's going to make me mad, because I want y'all to see. I want y'all to see. But we don't do that anymore. Guess what we've done? Guess what we've done? We've gone green, baby. We've gone green. We had to care about the earth, so we've gone green. So here it is. Thanks for all of the love. I love you. Thank you so much for loving on us. Shout out to my top six, the United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, and Belgium, specifically Brussels. Hi, darlings. Thank you for all of the love. I appreciate you so much. So, so much. I have no clue. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, darlings. Thank you for downloading. You guys are amazing. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all. You guys are extraordinary. Thanks. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, the Czech Republic, Portugal, and Morocco. Hi, boos. I love you too. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi, thanks for the love. Oh my gosh, it's crazy because Latvia, I'm just now learning about this country, but it's amazing. I learned so much from this. Last but not least, Hungary, Greece, and Denmark. Thank you for the love. We appreciate you so much for showing up and showing out and downloading. I see some of y'all return. And come back. Some of the ones that we don't get the most downloads from are starting to return again. So I like that part too. Thanks. Keep supporting. And I'm going to keep showing y'all love, man. Oh, sorry. Doc, it makes me happy.
Awesome. That's awesome. People tuning in, people liking it. The radio station is up and running. But way up.
And I think now I got to add to that, because now I got to add the radio station live too, because it's different countries over there too, but whatever. Sorry, I'm still dealing with sinuses, y'all. Y'all got a deal.
That time of the year. All seasonal allergies.
And I don't feel no kind of way about what I got to do to make sure that I don't have stuff running down my face. All right. I'm gonna do this real quick before we get to the final exam. Doc said we are worldwide. Record this. Get your VCR ready. I'm scared to get a VCR right now, and never miss an episode. Wait, just go to Ambitiously. Come easy. Listen, I would love for y'all, but don't do that. Don't get a VCR for this.
No, I was saying just go to ambitiously.com. Easy.
Yeah. You don't even gotta go. It's there. Because that was the whole thing. You had to set the timer. All right, what time does come on? All right. You look crazy. You look crazy. Nah, like, yeah. Then you gotta hit the button up at the, okay. No, it come on at 9:30. Hold on. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy. 9:30 a.m., 9:30 p.m. Did you set the button, little switch right? The right little button right, right for AM PM?
Did you hit record? Because if you don't hit the record, it's not gonna happen at all. It was a whole crazy life. Doc said we top flight, catch a vibe, catch the vibe and protect your neck. Oh, sorry. Woo. Repskin. Oh, he bought the Wu-Tang Clan, baby. Oh, in my opinion, he was. yeah, he said you heard Wu-Tang Clan forever. Cause y'all seen back of my phone. We don't play about them around here. I'm sorry, I'm gonna calm down. Anything with the Wu-Tang get me excited. It is now time. It's terrible that they get me that excited. Oh, imagine me saying I'm live and in person.
That'll be an amazing thing if they decide to do another tour.
Yeah, or another residency. I'll go to Vegas for that.
Okay, yeah. I think they would probably do another residency. They
tore a little bit actually, because my wasn't this birthday, I don't think. It was last year birthday. They were in DC and I was so mad that I couldn't go see them, but at the same time I was okay because I got to see Cheeky Andy. I was good. I got settled for one. I was settled for one. Anderson was here in my town. I didn't have to travel outside of my city to go see Anderson. I just had to go downtown. So yeah, I had to pick and choose my battles.
Those ones that you liked, that's
the good part. Hmm. Yeah, I seen some. One of them I liked, I saw. But anyway, it is now time for baby, the tap, the final exam. I said the tap, the final exam.
Yes,
it is time. It is time. Wait a minute, I'm going to get this comment off the screen real quick because I want to be focused. It is time, so you know what's going on for the final exam. Break it down, Doc. Break it down, because I broke it down.
All right. So the final exam is when Cat picks a year that involves hip hop. Typically, it's going to be an album came out that year, but we're not really focused on the album. We're focused on the artist. That being said, I come up with 5 clues for that you, the audience, or Cat herself can guess who the artist is. Mm-hmm. The catch with it though is, Cat also plays the Free Her Harleys. Cat love Harley Quinn. So she has 5 Harleys. Basically, the backstory is all these Harleys are in jail.
They're not all in jail. But
they're not all. They all went to jail. They all went
to
jail.
They can't be going back.
And she is able to mostly get some of them out. The number one Harley, the bottom, well, the newest Harley, the youngest Harley, she's been in jail for an extremely long time. I don't know if Cat's ever going to get her out, because Cat offered up my quest right off the rip.
Full blown stud now. Straight backs, tattoos on her face, arms all tatted up and stuff. She don't even rock with me. She only used me for my commissary money.
There you go. So Cat loses a Harley the further and deeper she goes into the guessing. However, the audience, y'all out there listening, if y'all know who it is and y'all write in and it's the right guess, then y'all win. At this time, we only had 2 audience members that have actually successfully guessed and beat Cat. Other than that, let me go ahead and give you the score. The current score right now is, I have 16. I win if nobody guesses.
Exactly.
If you make it to the end, then I win. But this is the current score.
And this is why my part of the situation got harder. Let's get to the final score.
So
you I gotta start being wrong. Right? Maybe I could get some sympathy.
So for the listening audience, the radio audience, do you want to read what the kind of score is?
All right, I'm about to right now. So the score currently for the final exam is Doc has 16. I have 32. This is why I got to start losing so I can get some sympathy. Our former co-host has 5. I'm gonna leave it right there. And then our audience members have two wins. So that's how the scoring is looking right now. I'm still the champ. Come knock me off my pedestal, because you never knock me off my throne. Let's go.
And we can't say that her current Harley situation is this. So she wants to skip over that part.
I skip over it. I ain't see it up there. right now, I got two of my Harleys out of jail, but or prison, but they might go back because I chose another stupid year or whatever.
All right. So the current year for everybody to know is 2001. I will put current year is 2001.
Mm-hmm. 2001 is our current year. I don't know why I chose that year. I know why I chose 2006 because it was looking me in my face. But 2001, I don't know why I chose that year. But our current year for the final exam right now is 2001.
All right. So
let's get it.
Let's get it. Everybody get the number two pencils. Take one, pass it down. Get your Scantrons. Anybody I need to separate? We good? Look, y'all live through this. Y'all live through these years of hip-hop. So there's no question. Y'all should know this. This is not a pop quiz. This is not a pop quiz, people. Any questions? What's your question? Miss,
go to the bathroom.
Nope, you should have thought about that when you was between periods.
Oh, I wouldn't like you as my teacher, Doc. If I gotta pee, I gotta pee. But go ahead, let's go.
Mel, don't dismiss you. I dismiss you. But all right, y'all ready?
Oh, I don't like him. Oh, I would have been saying that after I left your class because I wasn't the one that got in trouble. But go ahead.
First clue. Okay.
Oh, I hate that teacher. He always hating. The artist's second studio album was released on February the 27th in 2001 via Loud. Okay. With distribution by Red. Okay. I don't know who Red is, but I know who Loud is. The recording session took place in Memphis, Tennessee. Oh my gosh. Oh, Memphis. Ooh. Second.
Number two.
Hold on. Yeah, wait a minute. I was thinking long and hard about this. Hold on. Memphis. Wait, the recording took place in Memphis. That don't mean they from Memphis, because I was getting ready to just go through my whole list of Memphis people. All right, give me number two.
Number two. So one Harley, the first Harley. She is
she used to it. She just used me for commissary anyway.
Number two.
Okay, the album peaked at number four on the Billboard 200 in the United States and was certified gold by the Recording Industry Association of America on March the 29th, 2001. What?
Think about how fast that is compared to how things work nowadays.
I know. That was fast. That was February. And then the next month, he was already sort of certified gold. And picked that number four on the Billboard 200. Okay. No, I'm not saying okay yet. Hold on. Because okay. I really, as long as I get my bottom out, I'm cool. I might not even get her out tonight. This is crazy. The album
hit you with sad eyes.
And she gonna know I'm coming back to get her. I'll never let her go for too long. I'm not gonna say that. Pimps don't say that word. Give me number three.
Harley number two. Hey, come on back to your cell, Harley number two.
Visitation. I'm gonna just say number five is my bottom bitch. So I can't leave her for too long because she can help me get new bitches. But go ahead. Give me.
All right. Number three. She come out to visit. She done got her hair done for you. She looking cute. She excited to see you. Big eyes, nice smile.
Oh, she looking good. Let me. All right. Give me number three so I can see if I can spring her out of this.
Number three.
I can see if I can spring her out of this funky joint. Let's see. Number three. Having served several years in prison. Oh, you was in there with my Harleys for robbery charges and disappearing from recording. He reemerged in 1999 with the solo album Gatti Green. Okay. Oh. Who went to prison? And why did you go to robbery? You're saying, why is we going to prison if we out here trying to make it in the music industry, even though that's a prison in itself? Sorry, I just had to get that off my chest. You see what's going on right now. We will talk about it tomorrow.
Wild business.
What wild business. Robbery charges disappearing from the recording. He emerged in 1999 with the solo album Gatti Green. Oh my gosh. I gotta apologize to you, my Harley baby. Hand on the window. Hand on the window. I'm coming back for you, boo. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Give me number four.
Damn. Well, number three, visit now is over. Let's go back to the cell. She walk away, little tear drops her eye.
I love you, boo.
Number four, come out. She already packed up her belongings and such. She like, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Hey.
I need her to not be too confident. I need her to calm down.
She cocky.
I'm going to need her to calm down. Because we don't know. She might be still in there, too. Go give me number four.
She's going to be embarrassed. She got to go back. She's going to be embarrassed. She got to go back.
She should have been that cocky. That's her own fault. I didn't cause this. All right, go ahead. Arrogance gets you nowhere. Go ahead.
Number four.
Arrogance gets you. Okay, she might be coming out a little bit.
She might.
Wait. Are we talking about Project Pat?
Is that your final answer?
I don't know.
Yeah. What? I don't know. Like, what you mean you don't know if you can give me?
Yes, that's the final answer. Damn it.
Final answer.
Yes.
All right. Final answer. You are correct. It is Project
Pat. Whoop, whoop. Chicken head. Sorry, my bad. That was a joke.
Yes. You are 100% correct. It is Project Pat. So the answer was.
I'm gonna keep this out. Oh, sorry.
Project Pat. The name of the album was Mr. Don't Play, Everything's Working.
That was my bad. I can't die. That was my song. I don't know why.
You don't remember the second song either?
I was gonna say I love Don't Save It Too, but Chicken Head was like, it had a catchy boy, please, whatever. You know, even the ad libs was crazy.
Ball head, scallywag.
Ain't got no hand.
Ain't got no hair in back.
That song was hilarious. I think that's why. That song will resonate with me because it was hilarious. That was a funny ass song.
Yeah. And it also, Don't Save Her. She don't want to be saved.
That was cool. But Chicken Head was more like comedy in a song.
And the video.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Listen here. That was my jam right there. I ain't going to lie to you.
So your current score in your Harley situation is this, or do you want to see the final question last?
Oh yeah, give me the final question because I'm being a hater because I won.
Yeah. So here you go. The final clue was this, and it would have been a dead giveaway. And if you just didn't know this, then I'd be like, "What?" But this would have been the final clue. Final clue.
Oh my bad. The song in my head now. I can't get it out. Can't get it out. Oh, his older brother. Yeah, I would have been mad at myself. If
he is the older brother, Juicy J.
No, I would have been mad at myself if I didn't get it, my bottom bitch out off of that one in itself. That one question right now, if I get my bottom bitch out of jail, I would have had to apologize to her a million times over. Like, I'm sorry, babe. Well, I'm sorry. The
funny trick would have been is because I know some people that will argue that Chicken Head, they thought it was a Juicy J song, and then Don't Save Her, they always mix it up with E-40, Captain Save-A-Ho. But
I mean, wow, we different kind of people, don't we?
Yeah, that's why I put that one not as a
final. See my face, like, wow.
So, current score, updated score with your Harley situation is this.
I'm sorry, my bad. I mean, that was my song.
Bam.
I don't know why I love that. It was funny. I'm sorry. All right, so the current score right now Doc has 16. I have 31.
No, wait. Did I do it right? No, you have 33. Is that the right one? 33.
That's not the right one.
Not the right one. You got 33.
Okay. 33.
33.
Damn. I'm nice. All right, let me repeat that. Let me start over. Doc has 16. I got 33. I got to start keeping track of this type shit. The audience has 2 wins. I, from a co-host, has 5. I'm shutting up at that point.
And you still have...
All right, we're going to put the correct one up here then. Yes. So Doc has 16. I have 33. Our former co-host has 5. The audience now has 2 wins. And I freed at least 2 of my 5 Harleys. I'm okay with that. I take that for the day.
Look, I packed up my stuff for a reason. I told y'all I was getting out.
I knew you was going to get me out. Oh, sorry. I knew you was going to get me out.
All right, and before we move on.
Wait a minute. Before you say that, she sound like Boosie daughter when he got out of jail. I told y'all. Not playing. She was dead ass serious about it. I told y'all he was. But anyway, I know you're about to ask about the next year.
Yes.
So let's do. You said I exhausted the 90s, right?
No, you live around this 2001, 2, and 3 era. You're making it just more harder and harder on yourself every time you pick one of those.
Listen, but I've exhausted all my 90s, right?
No, there's still a whole bunch of stuff that you've exhausted pretty much the easy portion of any music decade or year for yourself. Everything after this starts getting very hard and more obscure.
All right, we're going to go 99.
1999, the number.
Yeah, 99. We're going to go 99. Don't know why I'm choosing that year, why I popped in my head. Don't know. I'm probably going to lose. Who knows? But today I dare. Whoop, whoop, chicken. Oh, sorry, my bad. Today I did. Whoop, whoop.
You're right. Today you did.
I'm going to listen to that after the show while I'm getting prepared for school.
You got to play the video. You got to play the video. The video.
I am. I'm playing on my TV while I'm getting her stuff ready for school. And I'm being here like, whoop, whoop. Sorry. But yeah, man, that was the joint, man. I love that song. It was so funny. And like I already told y'all, I have like a dark sense of humor. So stuff like that, I will find hilarious.
That song,
I know a lot of females that got mad about that song. Cause like, but I was like, oh, this is the joint right here. And it's funny. Her bald head scaly wig and then said she ain't got no hair in the back. It was like, burn. Like,
instead of buying your baby some Pampers, you went and bought an outfit.
Right. I know a few bitches like that, though. I know a few bitches like that, though.
And then one of my favorite lines, breath smell like thunder. Breath smell like thunder.
All right, anyway. let me focus. The song got me thrown off track just that quick. All right, few things I need to say before we get up out of here. That's been on the screen. Y'all know, if y'all want to talk to us, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Again, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. We do check our emails on a regular basis. Don't ever get it twisted. If perhaps you want to get your music played on a radio station and perhaps maybe get some royalties, some publishing off of it, hit us up. Because you get paid over here, honey. Stop playing. Join the conversation, call in, text, drop a comment. The number's 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We like the likes. We want the likes more than anything. Hit that like button. Doc told y'all, but I'm going to put that up in a minute. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com. www.ambitiouslyent.com. That is the way to all things ambitiously. We got merch, we got skincare products, we got the radio station popping. You can go listen to previous episodes of Ambitiously, the podcast, or you can go watch previous episodes of Ambitiously, the podcast, and you can contact us through that website as well, and you can join our coffee community and donate over there as well. Listen, all things ambitiously. I'm not playing with y'all. I do not take requests, and I do not take requests because any videos that I'm playing, I have permission to play. And on the radio station, you can email me for the radio station. You can email me your request, and I'll see if I can get to putting it on there. But for the most part, yeah. We don't take requests for that reason. Also, I don't take requests because my DJ is that guy. And I feel like nobody should be putting pressure on him to blend and mix in what they want to hear. He got a vibe. Catch his vibe. Catch our vibe. Stop playing with us. Oh, and wait till he start going live on the radio station. It's great. Crazy. You hear me? Anyway, but leave my DJ alone. No, we not taking no requests for him either. Maybe on a radio station. Maybe. Nah, I'm not doing that either. Join our coffee community so we can have titillating, salacious, taboo conversation, and I could cuss whenever the fuck I want to. Because it's hard for a pimp. You know, it's hard out here for a pimp. You know. Oh, sorry. I mean, I'm in my Tennessee mode right now. Let me stay in Tennessee right now, all right? Because they wrote that. Anyway, you know, it's hard out here for a pimp. Listen, it's hard out here for... Yeah, you ain't know. First of all, you know it's hard out here for a pimp because I only got two of my Harleys out. You ain't know.
Damn, it's hard.
At least I got my bottom bitch out. Big shout out to our DJ, Rude KZ. Go DJ. Now I gotta hop to New Orleans real quick. Go DJ, cause that's my DJ. Go DJ, cause that's my. All right, I'm back. I'm going back to Tennessee after this podcast, though, cause I need to hear Chicken Head real quick. Anyway, shout out to our DJ. This is his information that is scrolling at the bottom of the screen. Perhaps you want to hire him for a function or something. I don't know, but that's our DJ. That's our DJ. And let us know how you feel about these mixes that he provides for us. He'll be here on Friday, so let him know. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Listen, it's about to be pumped. It's about to be lit in here, Doc. You have no idea what you done sparked tonight. I might got to turn it down a little bit. I don't want to wake my daughter up, even though she upstairs. But that's not the point. I don't want to do that.
Okay. Have a good little time.
I'm gonna turn it down.
Don't save a heart out here for a pimp.
I just thought about that song because they wrote it, but
yeah, classic song. Won a Grammy.
I did for a movie, a song that came out of a movie. That song was kind of hardcore for real. Like, yeah. Dang, you really it's hard out here for a pimp. They had me feeling it. All right, my bad. Doc said, hit that like button and tune in. You should. Every time. You should just be here because it's a thing.
Do that.
And before I get to the things that I really want to say, Doc, did you see that monstrosity that was happening yesterday? Comments?
Oh, yes. I did witness that. It helped your numbers.
It did help my numbers. Yeah. I'm not mad.
It had to be a coordination of trolls, basically. Right. But I didn't see nothing that was too outlandish.
Then we had the fake J. Cole in there. It was crazy.
Yeah, no, that was the funny part. Because someone said, J. Cole really in here? Because it was right around the time you said, J. Cole, listen.
Yeah, because I was telling him, I'm going to sign you. Baby, I don't want to be signed to nobody. I signed myself. For your information.
So the coordination of what happened and how that got all played out, that was very good, very, very entertaining.
It was. I was in here tripping. I was reading the comments after I had got off. I was like, these people crazy.
The only thing I would say about that, and it's something you can consider, if you want me to mod some stuff on like the actual moderation of some things, if something happens, just let me know. I seen what was going on, and I didn't see nothing that was too crazy, so I didn't want to.
Yeah, that's why I wasn't even tripping. But I think that should be taken into consideration because there are situations where it's like. But that was funny yesterday. I was like, the fake J. Cole in here talking about he going to sign me.
No, but that's why it was funny, because it was right at the perfect time when you was like, J. Cole, listen, and then the page, and then somebody, J. Cole in here, it was perfect timing.
J. Cole, really? I was like, oh my gosh, people.
It was perfect comedic timing, but look, I look at it like this. They got the chat booming. It was on the YouTube side, so those views are going to count for views.
Exactly.
It wasn't for a short period of time. It was good, like 5 minutes of watch time. So,
right.
And luckily and happily and respectfully, there was nothing that was extremely vulgar or too crazy. It was just,
right.
I knew what they were doing, and you didn't fall for it, Kat. You kept your composure. You maintained. You focused.
I was probably, like, reading a little bit, like, what? All right, I ain't got time for y'all right now. Like, what? I didn't really start reading what was in there until, like I said, after the fact. And I'm like, these people are nuts. But thanks for the views. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because it was like...
The biggest thing that I wish they would have did was hit the like button. No, that would have been...
Yeah, they should have just hit the like button. That would have been nice. If you're going to come in here and waste my time, at least you could do is hit the like button.
Exactly.
Shoot. But anyway... It's time for me to say things that I say. Maybe they'll jump back. The fake J. Cole will jump back in here when I get to his part.
Who knows?
I don't know. But anyway, not that I'm anticipating it, but whatever. Mind your business. Everybody's business is not your business. All right, except for on Media Mondays where I tell everybody's business and the fake J. Cole jumps in. Everybody's business is not your business. Medium Mondays, I got you, though. Tap in. I don't think I did too bad today. I told Teddy Ruxpin's business because I told what I used to do to him. I didn't really tell nobody's business today. I was being good.
Today was super solid. Today was an awesome trip down memory lane overall.
It was. It was fun. I like the things that we talked about today because it was like, oh my gosh, remember? Mm-hmm.
We're trying to keep the guidelines on. Yes, we know this is connected to this, but we're just talking about this. So I respect that.
We did pretty good today, but sometimes it happens. It's not intentional. Okay. The wiretap though, honey. You better not be a depraved, despicable, defiled, heinous, sinister.
Insidious.
I'm trying to think of some more words. I'm gonna get a list together one of these days. All of these things, if you are any of those things, a diddler, any of these things, and you have a court case and I can pull it, baby, I'm reading it. And Doc gonna help me.
Gotcha.
We reading it. The Wet and Wired segment, I really be telling more of my business, but whatever. But other than that, mind your business. It's that simple. Mind your business. Safe way to live your life. My favorite one to say every night, though, is this. Love your babies. Hug your babies. Encourage your babies. Tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. That is your job as their parent to make them feel secure in themselves. And that's the start of it. It starts with the parents. Otherwise, they going out here looking for stupid attention and doing stupid stuff or stupid shit, because I can cuss now, for no reason. If you secure them early, they'll be okay. So that GOAT thing is very important to that. Now, if they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, receptionist, best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, or secretary. I don't know what was going on with me. Get yourself a telescope. Not the kind you peek into your neighbor's windows with, though. Get a good one, okay? They don't want you to be a perv. Stay out of their windows. And plus, you don't really see much as far as the sky is concerned with those kind of tell. You see a little something, but not too much. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, engineer, commentator, or whatever the hell else they do over there in NASCAR. I don't know. They got a need for speed, and they used to love muscle cars at one point in time, and I love muscle cars. So, yeah, that's why they're in this mix. But the point is, tell them babies that they are amazing. Tell them that they are the greatest of all times, the GOAT. They need that. And that's your job as a parent to make sure that they know that. Okay? Doc, every time we come to this part, I gotta say, and shake my head.
Hey, it is what it is.
Okay, well, time for your fair warning. I haven't found my sound yet, though. I'm gonna find it. It's gonna be the right one. Because I gotta put it in this one, and I gotta put it in this system, too, for the radio station, so they understand. But here goes. Stay in your lane. My lane and your lane are two different lanes. Yours is over here. Mine is over there. Stay out of other people's lanes. It's simple. Because you jump in my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. And I already been told in 2024 a lot that I'm mean. I'm not mean. I just don't play with people. And this is why you're going to feel like I'm mean, because you're going to get her. Yeah, I like that one. That import is my favorite. You don't want her. She's not nice at all. She's a bitch. And then I keep telling y'all, don't break the glass and don't push the button, because once the cage comes up, the glass comes apart or slides or whatever, then the Harleys are coming out. Right now, I only got two, but they beat your ass. And I'm following up. You don't want none of that. You want her. She's nice and kind and cuddly and all that good stuff. Or at least her. Hold on, before I even play her, because I got to say it before I play her. Hey, you big perv bitches. Yep. Because if Cat is purring, Cat is a happy, happy girl. You want the two latter. You don't want that first one. I told you she's a bitch. And plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for Doc. We don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane and we all good. Which segues to my next point. Where you at, fake J. Cole?
Fugazi J. Cole, where you at?
Fugazi J. Cole, where you at? Listen. Hopefully he's listening to me. Even the Fugazi one, I want you to listen to. Pick and choose your battles wisely. He did, but then he came back and he said, he did the thing, because I'm always calling it the thing. He did the thing, and then he was cool. Some of us understood, some of us didn't. That's okay. It wasn't for everybody to understand. It didn't set right in his spirit. That's what he said. It didn't set right in his spirit. My problem is sometimes I just need you to stop. I need you to shut the fuck up at some point. You didn't have to come back and explain in a song why you did the thing. You just did the thing. You grown. You can do the thing. Shit. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, pick and choose your battles wisely. He was listening to me when I did say that at first, though, because he exited out of a situation that really didn't concern him. He just was a casualty of war. Right? He was. Because they don't really got no beef. His Kendrick beef is with Petty Boots, a.k.a. Lil Caligula, a.k.a. Drake. Mobb Deep told y'all, though, and I don't know. I can tell that a lot of y'all are not listening to them. Y'all didn't listen to them then, so hopefully you'll listen to them right now. Which they said that... Listen. I'm sorry. Petty Boots popped in my head, and he... We'll talk about that Media Monday, because it's some shit for him too. But Mobb Deep told y'all that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. You can run, but you can't hide from in these streets that we done took. Mama say, Mama Sai, Mama Kusa.
Hey.
I've been going too far lately. I gotta bring it down. But what the important part of that was that there's a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. We are all fighting a war in some form or fashion. Worry about the war. Fuck the battle. Fuck the battle. I'm not worried about no battles. I'm worried about winning the war. So I recommend you worry about that too. And I'm not sure she listening even no more, but whatever. Not going to put her business out there, Lizzo. But she was listening too. I don't know what happens with these celebrities. They start listening and they stop listening. Listen. Love yourself. Be yourself. Be uniquely you, be authentically you, be who you are. Don't let nobody tell you who you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to be live and what you're supposed to eat and where you're supposed to go and all of that good stuff. Nah. Nah, because you're going to be miserable. They're going to be happy because they got control. Yeah, that's about right. You come in this world by yourself and you're going to leave by yourself, even if you are a twin. That's how it works. You're still two different individuals. So find your identity. Yeah, definitely find your identity. People are not going to be happy with everything that you do. They're going to find something to nitpick about. You're going to fix that. Well, think that you fixed that one thing, and then they're going to find something totally different to bitch about. So fuck them. Live for you, boo. And that is my message for this evening. I'm tired of these celebrities starting to listen and then stop listening. Just listen. All right. Talk, baby.
Cat.
I appreciate you so much all the time. This is a fun night tonight because we did get to reflect. I'm still mad about the nudies. Don't shred my nudies. I gotta tell them somebody.
In all actuality, the worst part is that somebody could have made a whole nother copy and your butt could have been on the internet before it was really the internet that you knew was the internet we know now. And that used to happen a lot. Then people would trade pictures with other people and keep photo albums of this stuff. Mm. And also, the reason I think this actually began to happen in all actuality was because this was right around that weird time, in my opinion, where the internet was popping and the internet was beginning to pop. Then that's when the pedophile shit was crossing over. And
they didn't really have as much control. They don't got control now, but they didn't have the amount of control they got right now.
And so when I reflect back, I look at it, I'm like, I think that's heavily the reason it became like that. No, no matter what, if it's an adult or if it was something suspected as being a kid, shred it all. Sign it, shred it, boom. So
I get it. But I want my damn nudies. I gotta send them to somebody overseas. Anyway, thank you for that was fun information to know though, because I'm like, what if you did want to? But thank you. we gotta get up out of here, y'all. I got parenting duties. Doc got stuff he gotta do. We will see y'all tomorrow, or talk to y'all tomorrow. Where we get back into this Dawn Rashard case, because I'm very intrigued for what she has to say about this whole diddler situation. So we will be jumping back into that tomorrow evening.
Okay.
And then I think we're going to take a break from her, because I need a break every now and again, and we're going to do a Wet and Wired Wednesday the following Wednesday. And then we're going to come back to her, because she got a long case.
Yes.
Respectful. But anyway, y'all, we gotta get up out of here. We love you. Bye. We gotta go. Stay out of trouble. Stay safe. Matter of fact, go to bed. Good night. Oh,